Vocab you, vocab me, vocab your life. Learn languages with flashcards.
Good morning, listening and listeners. Hi, I hope you're having a good day tonight, today, in the evening, in the afternoon. Whenever you are, we just came up with a new episode from our humble podcast, Vocab Vibes, Languages and Cultures. So yeah, we are bringing to you, listener, today, one country everybody likes in their life, porque they speak like this. And yeah, of course, we are talking about Italy. And I have here my friend, my really good friend, my colleague, Giulia, Giulietta, talking about Italy. How are you doing, Giulietta?
Oh, I'm very fine, thank you. And thank you for this very kind nickname, Giulietta. It's so cool. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah, okay. So, Giulia, let's just try to, you know, being very cliche for our first topic in this program.
Let me guess. Food?
Yeah, we definitely want to ask you about food.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so do you want to bring something that, you know, that you feel like is worth it to talk about Italian food stuff?
Sure. I think that everybody around the world know that food is such a big deal for us. I mean, you have to consider that if you're in Italy or if you're with Italians, you have to spend the table at least 1.5 hours.
1.5 hours?
Yeah, at least. Because we really enjoy to spend time together around the table, not just to eat delicious food, but also just to enjoy to stay with other people, the person we love, so talking
sure,
a lot
definitely.
And sharing the food. It's a very important moment for us.
That's very cool. That's definitely very cool. Yeah, we got something similar there in Brazil too. But yeah, I feel like in Italy, you guys have, you know, very
yeah.
high in there.
And this is something that I think while you're traveling, you can feel that this moment is missing around the world. Because maybe abroad people are eating very fast or alone also, or just preparing their lunch or dinner
sure.
bring them to their own room.
Yeah.
And this is something that I really miss a lot while I'm traveling.
Sure, definitely, yeah. That's cool. So first of all, Giulia, I just want you to introduce a bit of yourself because we
Of course. I'm Italian, of course, as you said. I'm from Bologna. Bologna is my hometown that is in the northern part of Italy. And it's just 1 hour south from Venice. So just to make our audience understand where I'm from. And
making our listeners know pasta bolognese.
Okay.
So yeah, it's
okay.
Bolognese because it's from
Bologna, of course.
Exactly.
The fact is that what you call pasta bolognese, it doesn't exist because bolognese
what?
Sauce...
Really?
Really? Bolognese sauce is what we call ragù. That is okay, a sauce that is typical of my hometown, but nobody calls bolognese sauce.
Yeah,
so it's fake. Please, call it ragù.
Right. I didn't know. I've heard that this ragù takes a long time, like... They're cooking, it takes
yeah,
maybe sometimes like 3 or 4 hours. For
exactly,
it.
You're
like,
totally right.
Crazy.
Yeah. This is our lovely, we put love. I mean, the trick ingredient is love that you have to put while you're preparing.
Yeah, it's definitely. Food is everything, it's all about love. I'm really into gastronomy, so yeah.
Yeah.
Like I feel like when you want to cook something, you don't have to, you have to follow the recipe, but at the same time, you have to follow your heart.
Exactly.
Oh,
you feel me? Because, we're both from Mediterranean countries,
yeah.
So I think that we have this kind of passion that we put in what you're doing.
Sure,
so, yeah. And for us, for this.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Giulia, for our second topic, I just want to bring something like, also, like some tourism in Italy, because people are all the time like very interesting of visiting Italy, getting to know the things of Italy. But I want something different. I wanted something, but not Rome, but not Colosseum,
of course,
but not Milano, mm-hmm. but not I don't know Venice. There's fucking hype of tourism right there.
Yeah.
So do you want to bring some tips for us, like
definitely
that of alternative tourism in Italy?
Definitely, I think that the best idea to travel to Italy is. Or to rent a car and just go somewhere, or travel by train to reach also that cities, that countryside that are not so well known.
Right. right?
First of all, I would like to suggest my hometown, Bologna, because it's really lovely. And just since 5 or 10 years, tourists are discovering it. But we have lots of areas in the countryside, for example, the central part of Italy, Umbria and Marche. Nobody knows it. I mean, it's not so touristy, but we have Apennino, all the high mountains that go through the very very north of Italy to the south that are amazing.
So you're saying that it's very worth it to hike?
Definitely.
Italy.
Definitely. Right. Especially in the central part, or okay, but those are maybe more touristic, so Val d'Aosta and Veneto, Piemonte, the very northern part of Italy, but also the south. I mean, Sicily, Sicilia, it's amazing. Sicilia. I think it's one of the best regions we have. Food in there is amazing. People are so, are very, how to say, very warm people.
Yeah, they warm,
are always, very talkative. But, you know, this is Italian way of living.
That's cool, that's cool.
And yeah, I really suggest to go also in the southern part. Maybe lots of tourists are kind of scared about cities like Milan because they say there are a lot of robbers in there. But yeah, this is what people say. But you know, it's...
People talk.
But in every big cities, you have robbers, you have criminality.
Everywhere
it's not just related to the southern part of Italy. Also in Milan, you have robbers.
So yeah, everywhere in the world, like you have these kind of stereotypes that everyone sticks to talking about and stuff. So yeah, Julia, for one more topic in our nice conversation, I hope our listeners enjoy so far. I want you to talk a little bit more about, you know, do you have some stereotypes? Like, I am not talking about like stereotypes inside Italy, but some stereotypes that you guys think about other countries. About, like, I don't know, continents. I don't know. It's, the mic is open for you.
Okay, yeah, sure. Well, let me think. Okay, maybe the first stereotypes that we have is towards French people.
French.
And
yeah,
I'm so sorry to say it, but everybody said that French are stinky.
Okay.
To smell.
I would say so. Like, I respect all your French listeners. If you got French listening this podcast nowadays, it's like, no offense for you guys, no offense. We just have stereotypes with you because you have a really good perfume.
Yeah,
that's why. They do have a really good perfume for using, you know, so that's fine.
And another stereotype, but I think that this is very worldwide spread, is the fact that Germans are very strict and very rigid, always punctual and everything.
They work less, Swiss clock, Swiss
exactly.
watch. You know, like,
exactly.
Everything has to be that way, and you have to work that way. If you come up with something different, like, doesn't work in here.
Yeah. And another one, but I think that this is real, in the fact is in the northern part of Europe, so Sweden, Finland and everything, they don't smile.
Oh,
they don't smile a lot. Yeah, and actually it's true, because I spent 6 months in Estonia for my first Erasmus, and actually it's true.
Nobody was too close,
Yeah, they're kind of close.
It's very cold in there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, actually it is.
And inside Italy, do you have like some stereotypes like South against the North?
Of course, come on, this is the, I think this is the biggest fight ever, the fight towards Northern Italy and Southern Italy. Okay, I really love Southern Italy. I mean, even though I'm from the Northern part, I really love Southern people. I love them, but yeah, I mean, people from the North call people from the South Terroni, that is a very offensive word.
Like terrorist or something?
No, Terroni means literally...
From the earth. Or
yeah,
from the
exactly,
land.
Exactly. Literally means people who work with lands, so they are poor, not so well-educated and everything. And people from the south call people from the north Polentoni. That means people who are eating polenta, but it's kind of offensive. So this is such a strong vibe.
But it's just so tasty.
But this is just this word to call them, kind of an offensive way.
All right. Okay. I hear
So they're always fighting toward each other.
So, coming up like just a little bit for our first topic in this program. I've heard that in Italy, you guys think that the word can't eat. Italian people say, the people from everywhere in the world, like, but not Italy, they can't eat.
Have you ever been to Italy? Oh, damn it. So you cannot confirm it. Yeah, I can assure that it's true. I mean, I...
But what do you mean? Like, we can eat, like, Italian food? Like, because there are a lot of restaurants, Italian restaurants spread around the world.
I just think that the rest of the world is not able to eat.
At all.
I'm so sorry. Okay. No, no, I mean, I'm joking. The fact is that, of course...
You've never been in Brazil, too.
Of course, in other countries, you have your own particular cuisine that I love. I really love to try new tastes, new flavors and everything. But I really think that my cuisine, I mean, Italian cuisine is one of the best, probably the best one in the world.
Okay.
Because, I mean, as we were saying before, we are putting a lot of passion. And I think that we have such a very long tradition in cooking. Oh, how you dare! How dare you to call me like that? And then, yeah, and this is also why youngs traveling around the world, maybe to find a better job somewhere, or maybe just to travel in other countries, at a certain point they just decided to come back to Italy because we miss our food so much. Really. But I have to say something in favor to other countries. Is that except from Naples, in which the pizza is amazing, I found such good pizzas around the world. I think it's because people in here are putting lots of effort in preparing pizza. And for example, in my hometown, in the area just around Bologna, pizza is not so good. Okay, of course you have such good restaurants with people from Naples cooking pizza in a very proper way, but there are just few of them.
Yeah, I just feel like pizza is something, you know, like soccer. You know, the soccer was invented in England, and you know, but it doesn't mean that the best soccer, the best quality of football is from England. You know?
Yeah.
So the same happens with pizza, you know. You guys created a pizza, but doesn't mean like the best pizza is in Italy.
You know? I think a lot of pizzeria thinks, you know, I'm in Italy, so the pizza I'm producing is good. No, actually not. You have to put effort in what you're doing.
Sure, definitely.
And I think that abroad, people that really wants to doing good what they're doing, they put a lot of effort in it. And so it turns out that it's good.
So it's very good conversation with Julia so far. So now I'm bringing one topic that everybody likes on it. The VOD app. Okay. What song are you bringing for us today? What is the name of this song?
I don't want to stick on cliches, so I'm not gonna sing Azzurro, il pomeriggio troppo azzurro e lungo. No, I'm not gonna sing it. I'm so sorry because I think...
No,
not at all. I think I'm gonna go for something more for the young, something new. Actually, it's not so brand new because this song has already 10 years. So it's kind of...
Already 10 years. But
already 10 years, but the singer is very popular, well-known, that is Caparezza.
Caparezza.
Actually, Caparezza literally means curly head.
Curly head.
Yeah, actually.
He has a curly head.
Of course, he has such a huge curly head. And I'm going to sing for you, Io vengo dalla luna. That means I come from the moon.
Io vengo dalla luna.
Yeah, io vengo dalla luna.
Okay, so are you ready, Julia?
I will do my best, so... Right.
So,
please,
you listeners and listeners.
Listeners.
Giulia singing Io vengo della luna by Caparezza. Here you go, Giulia.
Io vengo dalla luna, che il cielo vi attraversa, e trovo inopportuna la paura per una cultura diversa, che su di me riversa, la sua follia perversa, arriva al punto che quando mi vede sterza, vuole mettermi sto tosso signorotto, che si fa vanto del santo attaccato sul cruscotto, non ha capito che sono disposto a stare sotto, solamente quando fotto. Torno al tuo paese, sei diverso. Impossibile, vengo dall'universo. La rotta ho perso, che vuoi che ti dica? Tu sei nato qui, perché è qui che ti è partita una fica. In che saresti il migliore? Fammi favore, compare, qui non c'è affare che tu possa meritare. Sei confinato, ma nel tuo stato mentale. Io sono lunatico e pratico, dove cazzo mi paro? Io non sono nero, io non sono bianco, io non sono attivo, io non sono stanco. Io non ti porto io alla mia sfortuna. Io, sì, io vengo dalla luna.
Oh,
thank you.
She has just killed it here. Come on, guys. You have to think like the girl, like Julieta, would bring something, you know.
I tried my best.
Pretty well sing a happy song in there.
I'm gonna beg pardon to Caparezza if I kill this song.
Kill it. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, ooh. Thank you so much. Oh my god, my heart is beating so fast.
That's late. So yeah, Julia, after this really well singed song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you wanna say something to our listeners? Like, you're enjoying the podcast, you wanna speak with our listeners?
Yeah, sure.
We're just starting with this humble podcast. Do you wanna give some message to them?
Yeah, sure. So guys, study languages and go abroad, because it's the experience of life, just going abroad and new culture, new country, get knowing new people, new and amazing people. So go, really just go. And yeah, and study languages, because I think that studying languages really open your mind. It's very useful. And yeah,
so
I think that's the point.
Why people should visit you?
Because it's one of the most beautiful countries in the world.
Okay.
You have to. We have culture, we have landscape, we have food. Guys, we have food. So come to Italy,
that is
please.
Just talking about, like, this podcast.
Yeah, and you have to learn Italian. It's so useful to travel. And we have such good courses in learning Italian. I mean, we have a course that is Italian on traveling. And it's so useful, because you can learn just words, for example, an expression, of course. Maybe if you have to go to a bar and ask, posso avere un cappuccino? May I have a cappuccino?
Okay.
Come on, it's useful. It's very easy, and it's something that you really need in your daily life if you are going to go to Italy.
Definitely.
So study Italian.
Study Italian, yeah.
Study Italian and come to Italy.
That's it. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. That was our second episode for our humble podcast.
Humble, I
was
focus.
Humble, very humble. That should be like one of the descriptions. It's very humble, you know, like we are just putting our hearts on it.
Of course, putting passion, like in preparing food.
Yeah. It's like that's the slogan for this episode, guys. That's the slogan. So thank you so much. Have a good day. Have a good life. Have a good.
Thank you. Have a good.
You. To me.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely. And middle too, like, you know, having food, have a good
time. Sure, with passion.
With passion, definitely. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. See you in the next episode. WhatsApp Vibes, Languages in Futures.
Vocab you, vocab me, vocab your life. Learn languages with flashcards.